you talked about the way the system has sort of made scapegoats out of the leaders and out of certain organizations that are there to protect people and to stand up for them. And Judy, you were talking about how, you know, people have to stand together, and I'm just wondering what the state of the protest is. Is the movement together, or what steps are being taken so that everyone stands together, and both people who are on the very edge and people who are maybe a couple rows back, and people who have things to lose, and so, like, maybe they, you know,
have lost, not lost.
So what's being done to sort of keep it all together?
I mean, there's many aspects to that, but since you at first addressed the question of June 15th, I'll just respond around that. I've actually been struck by the fact that the basis for the defence as it's moving forward is increasingly looking very broad based. It's fair to say that within the movement there's been disagreements over tactics in both ways. OCAP has been critical of those who have tried to keep the emphasis on moral pressure as opposed to a movement that was more disruptive and challenging. Some people have felt have criticised OCAP from the point of view of tactics being too confrontational or whatever. These are all valid discussions to have within a movement, but I've been struck by the fact that people have tended to understand the significance of what is starting to happen, and that it is in fact there are in fact very chilling implications around what we're facing. If you look at for example the three of us, the June 15th charge. Now, I should note, if anybody's writing this down in terms of media, that I'm now quoting from the preliminary inquiry, in which there's a media ban, so I can say this, but if anybody puts it in the media, they're violating the ban. But in the preliminary inquiry, the Crown argued that from the moment the first barricade came down, everybody present could have been charged with participating in a riot, which would mean from now on, by that logic, any picket line at which a window was broken or a tyre was slashed or something, that every person on the picket line could be charged. And, you know, similarly in my case, the argument was made by the Crown that it wouldn't have mattered if we could prove that the police deliberately provoked the whole thing from start to finish. If a reasonable person might conclude that what I said was in any way reckless, I should be deemed guilty of organising the whole event, which would be the equivalent of saying anybody who stands in front of the legislature and says, I've had enough of what these politicians are doing, I think we should go in there and give them a piece of our mind, and then something happens an hour later, it would be possible to say that person... I mean, these are really serious, serious attacks on civil liberties, and I've been struck by the fact that people do recognise that. We had a very public disagreement with Buzz Hargrove, the president of the CAW, over the James Flaherty action, and I don't intend to revisit the details. It's needless to what I'm saying. But at the same time, I must very much give Hargrove credit for the fact that after the March 22nd, 23rd attack on the mobilisation on the streets of Toronto, he wrote a letter, and a very strongly worded letter, to the Solicitor General, saying that whatever disagreements we do or don't have, what took place there was an absolute abuse of people's rights, and be advised that the CAW will stand in full support. And I think that's a very healthy example of people seeing their differences as secondary to the need to form a common front of opposition to attacks on civil liberties, and that's a very, very valid and important point. And I see that emerging around June 15th in a very encouraging way, and I see evidence of it in other areas too.
Yeah, I think that in the period following September 11th, the divisions in the movement were deepened, so that around issues like particularly the anti-globalization movement, around diversity of tactics, and the unions kind of voted with their feet. They weren't mobilizing the same way for the demonstrations. There was the issue with Flaherty and the CAW. I think that's been healed now, not only from the thing that John mentioned, but also there's been a lot of community support for the Pope Squat, which OCAP organized. And I think there's been a healing of some of the divisions there. But I have been troubled by the lack of union support for some of the, like the last big anti-globalization demonstration in October, I think it was. There was very little union mobilization for that. However, I also starting to see a change in that. For example, around Iraq now, the unions are finally starting to move, coming out with good statements against the war, starting to get involved in organizing for June 14th.
Who would let somebody into a union?
For June 14th, which is the next, I think it's June, or June 18th, which is the next big mobilization. The other thing is that we're trying to, we've initiated a Toronto Social Forum. I don't know if you know about the World Social Forum, but the idea of many movements, one space, of getting together all the different movements in one space, discussing different issues. I hope OCAP will do a workshop there and a meeting there, and different groups doing meetings so that we can see what each other's doing and discuss. Because a lot of times, especially in a big city like Toronto, but even here I can see that it happens, is that, you know, last year I was at a Belleville at a women's shelter event, and there was like three times as many people as there are here, and those people were very interested to hear a social justice and a feminist speech, but they're not here. Right, so there's a fragmentation, or some of them are, sorry, there's a fragmentation that tends to happen in our movements where people, you know, they have their own priority issues that they're working on. And what the social forum idea does is bring everybody together in a certain period of time to basically talk about what we have in common, as well as debating our differences in a constructive way. So we've initiated this Toronto Social Forum. We're having an event on January 14th. A smaller event, but then a big event March 23rd, 24th, and we're hoping people from also the whole Toronto area, including Belleville, will come. And it's kind of like a film festival, but for politics. And we'll probably have an anti-poverty action against homelessness. We haven't decided yet, depending on what happens in March. So that's a new thing that's happening as a way to pull people together and try and build on agreement.
Okay, are there any other comments or questions?
John Clark?
Yes.
You're very fascinating.
Thank you.
That's about it.